This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A statewide recount paid for by Tina Peters, a GOP Secretary of State candidate, resulted in her gaining 13 votes. The recount also awarded 13 more votes to the winning candidate, Pam Anderson. The result reinforces that Peters lost the primary by a wide margin. Peters, who has focused her candidacy on unsupported claims of election fraud, paid $250,000 for the recount, money she raised after visiting the podcast of former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. Coloradans can sign up with the state health department to get monkeypox vaccine starting Friday. In an interview with Colorado Matters, Governor Jared Polis noted that so far, Colorado has distributed more than 1,800 vaccines.
And we're expecting significant additional supply of the vaccine in the coming days and weeks.
One dose of the monkeypox vaccine is considered good for short-term protection, but a second dose is required for full immunization. You'll hear more from this conversation with Governor Polis during Colorado Matters at 7 p.m. tonight. Middle schools in Colorado Springs may soon have medication on hand to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. The Gazette reports School District 11 says it plans to bring Narcan into middle schools, though staff members still need to be trained in how to use it. High schools in the district already have Narcan available for staff. The Colorado Avalanche have received a belated congratulations on their Stanley Cup win from the U.S. Senate. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper introduced the resolution recognizing the Avs, which is tradition following major professional sports championships. This year was the third time the Avs have won the Cup since moving to Colorado in 1995. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.